decided what mine is going to be, but I have a while to figure that out. Did you know about this place your first 4 years, or...
Yeah, I knew it existed, and I had friends who also were DJs, but for some reason it never occurred to me that I could also come and sit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's tricky. Here's the deal. I have struggled these past couple weeks that I've had this show to, like, fill airtime. I have a friend, Jonah. He hosts Probably Birds. He talked for 15 minutes about undershirts, and I was engaged, and I can't do that. It's, like, 70-30 music so far for me, which is why we bring guests on to fill dead air. What else? So, oh, I did forget the intro music. That was a slight oversight. Every week, our intro music is what we call the album topper. It's a different sub-2-minute songs that play at the start of albums. This week's, it's going to be First Field from the 2006 album Uprooted by the Antlers. We'll be hearing more of them later. Here we are. Yep. Hey, Melanie, want to hear something fun?
Let's hear.
Your mic wasn't on. That's my bad.
Oh, no.
So, to recap, Melanie Nedler, everyone.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Miguel.
All right. Focus later, senior bucket list. You got it. The secret is, okay, Shoutcast isn't open. The secret is, there's a max at any given time of, like, 10 people listening, and half of them are FCC monitors, so the stakes are low. Let's see. We do, so, let me, hold on, check, we are good. Every show, we do start the top of the hour with a segment called Dragon Spotting. You know my passion for the Mountain Goats. Their album In League with Dragons is coming out April 26th. I will see a live performance April 28th. On the lead up to that, every week we will be playing some number of Mountain Goat songs. I have a flowchart. First of all, how important is, like, actual musical quality to you? Because the first, like, 10 to 15 years of Mountain Goats, excellent lyrics, garbage sound quality, extremely rough vocals, everything.
I would say it's relatively.
Yeah, see, that's okay. So, second question, guitar or woodwinds?
Oh, probably guitar, but I don't know.
Guitar. Let's see, we're gonna start you off with where most people get into the Mountain Goats, which is the 2004 album The Sunset Tree. Let's start at the top of the album with You or Your Memory.
I checked into a bargain price room on La Cienega. gazed out through the curtains of the parking lot. Walked down to the corner store just before nightfall in my bare feet, black tarry asphalt, soft and hot. And when I came back, I spread out my supplies on the counter by the sink, looked myself right in the eyes. St. Joseph's baby aspirin, Bartles and James, and you. Or your memory. I ducked behind the drapes when I saw the moon begin to rise. Gathered in my loose ends, switched off the light. And down there in the dark, I could see the real truth about me. As clear as day, Lord, if I make it through tonight, and I will mend my ways and walk the straight path to the end of my days. St. Joseph's baby aspirin, Bartles and James, and you, or your memory.
But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
All right, usually I have some grand soliloquy planned out, but I have free midterms coming up, so we're just going to leave it at those three hits from the Mountain Goats' Sunset Tree. That was You Were Your Memory, Up the Wolves, and This Year by the Mountain Goats. She's shrugging at me.
What do you want me to talk about?
That's the beauty of the radio. Just spin your wheels. What's up for you this week?
Up for me this week, not a whole lot. I'm trying to think.
A little closer.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to work the mics here. It's my first time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just been doing some work and going through the motions of school. Midterm season's coming to an end, so that's always super exciting. Was hoping for a snow day, but that didn't happen, which was a bummer, but it's all right.
Marathon training, you're past the peak, right?
Yes, we just did our longest run this past weekend, so now it's we're starting to taper us, which is pretty exciting.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's your turn for tracks.
Oh, yes.
What are you
I'm
thinking?
I'm so excited. So this is probably an unpopular opinion in Boston, but I'm a huge fan of country music, so I was hoping we could play a little bit of that.
Sure.
All right, let me find it.
All right. We're gonna plug this into aux 2. Ooh! All right, it's fine. iPhones no longer have aux cords. What's the name of the song?
So we're gonna listen to I Like the Sound of That by the Rascal Flatts.
Nice. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Rascal Flatts, I was obsessed with them at the age of 5, purely on account of their song Life is a Highway from the Cars movie soundtrack.
Also a great song.
All right.
I love hearing that shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. Coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you. Oh, it's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say, come on over. Cause when you tell me to come on over, sound of that. I like the sound. I like the sound of that. I like the sound. I like the sound of that. Love the sound of the thunder rolling. It makes you move a little closer to me. And girl, I bet that your neighbors hate us, cause we could laugh all night and never sleep. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your drive.
things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, something, God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait wall, she believes that she's got it all. She swears the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to, and she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams. Yeah, straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Help me, she says, baby, yeah. Well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe, yeah. Made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway.
There's a boy and there's a girl he loves, but he never really gave Hello, hello, hello.
Alright, that was a good little streak of Matchbox 20 songs, a band I forgot how much I liked. Fun fact that we just found out, they did originate in Orlando, so represent. Also, it was on that last, so, IDiva songs. We have 3AM from Yourself or Someone Like You, Radio from North, and of course, How Far We've Come from Exile on Mainstream, and apparently the soundtrack to middle of the road rom-com When in Rome. That's just how it'd be, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know that until we just looked it up online.
Yeah. All right. So, Melanie, your duty has come. The time of service has come.
All right.
Let's go.
So, this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not ask them to stop texting? It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Incredible. Let's see. This episode is also brought to you by Canvas, Stretch Taut, Jackhammers at 9 a.m., and the wind that carries peelings of birch bark into the overcast unknown. What's up next, Melanie?
Next up, we have Dancing on Glass by Saint Lucia.
So it is. Nice, nice. Next, we're going to slow things down a bit with two songs, two companion pieces. That's Boston by Augustana and Frice All-American, a.k.a. Tacoma by Nico Case.
So lost, your eyes are red.
must have crushed your sad. Tell you about my hometown. It's a dusty old jewel in the South Puget Sound, where the factories churn and the timber's all cut down, and life goes by slow in Tacoma. God bless California. Make way for the Walmart. I hope they don't find you to come.
I may have greatly misremembered both the cadence of Tacoma and Boston relating, resulting in that sort of interesting matchup. As long as we're on this streak of just completely disparate songs about cities, you know what we've got to do next. Okay, hey, sorry. So, that was Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. I don't know how to follow up the Dropkick Murphys except more Dropkick Murphys. And Google Autocomplete did just bring up the Dropkick Murphys Christmas single.
That's certainly different.
Hope this is safe for radio.
Fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. My sisters are whack jobs, I wish I had none. Their husbands are losers and so are their sons. Right.
may as well have happened. It's good. So, what have we got next?
Next up, is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so next up we have Tequila the Rehab Remix by Dan and Shay, one of my all-time favorite bands.
All right. Any other favorites from them, or?
Oh, all of their stuff is good. You can't go wrong. They just came out with a new album, so you listen to anything on that, and it's great.
Solid.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see her cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one.
Remember how bad I need you.
So that was our closer today, Mr. Jones by Counting Crows. These, okay, it was from the album August and Everything After, which frankly is an incredible title. Same with Underwater Sunshine or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation, which had cover art by Dave McKean, which is one of my favorite artists. So good choice. I'll check those out. Melanie, how was your first hour on the radio?
It was amazing, Miguel. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
A pleasure. Any parting words?
Nope, not really.
Yep, fair enough.
Keep listening to country music. It's great.
Keep listening to country music. There you go. All right, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. I'm going to go walk a dog.